Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, glow-in-the-dark stuff, plus Christie's house has a dinner bell, and Josh thinks science fairs are a waste of time. Right after this song.
I'd like to do a little song for you if you don't mind.
Oh, a cappella, go ahead.
You sure? I got my thing here and I'm going to stand up. What I'd like to do right now is, because my influences go way back, I was a fan of the old radio days. You remember Rudy Valley and such.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I'd like to juxtapose times. I'd like to take a singer from the 30s and do today's rap style, and I'll leave you with this. What do you think?
A little megaphone there.
What up, everybody? What up? Rudy Valley here announcing a new song called I'm Just an East Coast Gangbanger. What up, everybody? What up? What the dealio? Ait.
Cause I'm just an East Coast gangbanger, dissing the West Coast MCs. And if it comes to pass, I'll bust a cap in their ass, take all them bitches with me. Cause I'm just an East Coast gangbanger, hanging with homies and G's. And I hope that tonight I'll uncover a hoe who will get on her knees.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
That's Ace. That's Ace wearing a Oakland Raider cap. By the way, it's Ace's birthday. Now, had I known
National holiday.
I would have made arrangements to get a cake, but then I thought about it. We got you cake, two pies last week and a bunch of cookies.
And it wasn't his birthday. It was his year anniversary being here.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It was somebody else's birthday, though.
Seems longer than that.
His birthday was the last week.
It was Bailey's birthday last week.
Well,
and
sorry,
Spangles.
He pulled a Vontae Davis on us.
He's
out. He's dead
to me.
And Spangle, too.
We have a Chick McGee over there. That's the voice of young Grace over there. Then we have Josh over there.
Hi, Tom. Love you.
Christy Lee. Oh, it's nice to have you. Josh, you're like my little brother. Thank you very much. Oh, you guys were, once again, poo-pooing a brilliant idea. The
stupidest, once again, we need a new
glow-in-the-dark baseball.
Tom's stupid news.
I think this is super cool. I want one
of
these.
It's an illuminated baseball. There's a difference between that and a glow-in-the-dark baseball.
It's got batteries in it, and it looks like a regulation baseball, but at night you can see it, so you can play catch with the kids.
Yeah, right.
Neat.
That's what they want to do.
You don't like playing
catch. They don't
want
to play Fortnite. They want to be outside throwing baseballs.
Well, that's an issue, I think.
Hey, you want to tear yourself away from a video game and go out and have a catch with Dad?
Nah.
No.
No, I'm good.
That's the problem with kids.
That's right.
Okay, fine.
Darn kids.
Yeah, don't get any exercise. Just sit there playing Fortnite constantly. That'll help you.
I'd rather glow in the dark baseball. Thought it would change everything.
I used to dream of
in the 70s.
Ace got something. Go.
Didn't the owner of the Oakland A's have the fluorescent baseballs they played with?
Charlie Finley? I don't know if that's a thing or not. They almost had the fluorescent glow-in-the-dark uniforms. I remember those.
Hideous uniforms.
No,
oh, those are classic.
Classics.
Yeah.
Really cool.
No.
What?
I don't wear yellow. Sorry. Let's
move on. Just because you don't wear yellow doesn't mean others don't. It's
a
color.
I look horrible in yellow. I'm sorry.
No one looks good in yellow or brown. Let's move on. Now, the glow-in-the-dark, I'm sorry, they're illuminated baseballs. I'm getting it. Seams
are illuminated.
That's so cool.
It does look cool.
Did you go play a catch with your dad when you were a kid?
Yes. I had a
Josh, didn't you and Larry go out there and throw
No, my brothers. We were always playing, yeah. But
and think about this illuminated baseball, once it went down into the sewer, then you could see it down in there. Yeah, it's in the storm sewer, Dad.
Until the batteries wear out or whatever power supply.
Until it attracts the chuds.
That's right.
What?
What's CHUD stand for?
Cannibalistic Humanoid Underground Dweller.
That's right.
Oh, so they can have a catch, too?
Yes. One of the greatest movies of all time, CHUD.
They like baseballs?
They might.
Okay.
No, we had a glow-in-the-dark wiffle ball, because we were so excited, because, you know, it would get dark and we'd have to stop playing. And
And that didn't really work very well.
Well, it only stays because it's glow in the dark.
That's what phosphorescence.
Off.
This thing has batteries.
Yeah, imagine the joy you would have had if you had an illuminated baseball.
If it were a wiffle ball, great. But if we weren't throwing a baseball around or hitting that in the backyard.
Why not?
We'd break windows and such.
Especially in the
you
dark.
You know, we weren't raised on the sound.
Okay? With 17 acres.
They're on
very small yard.
No, but, once again, Tommy, if you hit it in the ocean, you'll receive an extra macaroon at dinner.
I lived 100 or 200 yards from my school. Let's move on. Oh. Did you see the story of the guy right out of Jaws gets... killed on Cape Cod.
Yeah, it was
30
rough.
Feet out in the
terrible.
Water.
Terrible. 26-year-old guy boogie boarding.
Shark attack? Wow.
It was an awful story.
Yeah.
And it was just like out of the movie.
Isn't that what he does? Is he trying to ring a bell or something? He's yelling, get out of the water and Jaws.
He's got something.
Got something he's ringing.
We're going to need a bigger boat. Yeah, they say it was the first shark attack in 80 years.
My new house has a dinner bell. What do I do with that?
Oh, you got to... Wait, is it like a triangle?
Yes.
Or?
Yes.
This is amazing.
Where?
It's hanging off the garage.
Deal breaker. Deal break. Cut it
May
down.
May I have it?
It hangs. It's got this thing in you. Yeah, it's... Because my sister came over yesterday. I go, what is that thing? She goes, that's a dinner bell.
Oh, so, that's so great.
I bet it was from the original
Come
farm.
And get it.
Time for supper.
I live alone. I swear I would use it before every dinner.
You're going to ring it to
I would
let
go
your neighbors
out, yes.
know?
Bing, bang, ling.
Yeah, and the neighbors go, yeah, pizza guy's here again.
Yes. When the pizza guy would come, I'd ring it. Oh.
I had no idea this would bring you so much joy. I will bring it to you. I am assuming it's from, because it was the old dairy farm, the actual that house.
You're
was
in a farmhouse?
Yeah, and I think it was from the original farmhouse.
Cool. There's probably cow crap everywhere.
It was 75 years ago. I think the cows.
Still could be
it's probably
there.
Dissipated.
I've got great grass.
Get in the groundwater.
What's funnier, to have that or to just buy a triangle and walk out on my porch? Ding-a-ling-a-ding-ding-ding.
No, you got to have the authentic.
You're right.
Can you record it and bring it in tomorrow?
Yeah, I think so.
How much
so,
would
sure.
a triangle you buy?
It's a big wrought iron.
Yeah,
no.
This isn't the symphonic version. This
it's
is
a heavy wrought iron.
Cool.
Where would I put it?
How about up your ass? How about shove it right up your ass?
All right.
Why don't you replace?
Fair enough. Jack.
Why don't you replace your doorbell with it?
Man,
ding 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 ding.
No,
ding,
I want to replace my doorbell with La Cucaracha.
New Girl already took that joke.
They did that?
They did.
Oh. I don't really want to do that.
La Cucaracha, you mean the song?
Yeah.
No, not the song.
No, they're going to
have
a
mini
series. He's going to have
a big cockroach on the door. Sorry.
Can you get custom doorbells?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Where do you get those?
Hand percussion triangle, a two-pack. $8.99.
Two-pack.
No, he needs the big one. Could we do something interesting, like anything but this?
My fault.
No, I love it, Christy.
A woman named Christy Wright uses the strength of her nether regions in a remarkable way.
What does she
this
do?
This mother of three was on the British TV show called This Morning, where she revealed her talents to the host.
All right.
She lifted cans of baked beans using her vagina.
Oh.
First of all, you have to say, why?
That's amazing.
Why baked beans?
And why would you...
Now if she can open the can, that's a talent.
That would be a talent.
work a can opener with that thing.
Are cans of baked beans really that heavy?
Well, but they're wide.
Oh, yeah, I could pull.
No, wait a minute.
I mean, I know she's a mother
okay,
of three.
I just Googled this.
she probably tied something to the...
Yes.
There's
always a trick.
Cheating.
There's a chain on it.
Yes.
Here you go, Josh. There's a chain going.
You've got it. All right.
It looks like Van Camp's. This would be Van Clamp's. Oh. Yeah, there's a chain. And they show her down on her knees, and they're kind of showing it from the front, so you can't see where the actual interface of the chain and the
I see
mommy parts would be.
So she's just kegling the chain and then lifting the can.
Yeah. Yeah. But she's lifting. This says, and she lifts other weights.
She claims to have Britain's strongest vagina.
Congratulations.
She's 49 years old.
You know what baked beans are best for lifting with vaginas?
Bush?
Bushes, yes.
Yeah, Bushes baked beans. Uh-huh. With the talking dog.
Yeah, not B&M. Different brand.
And that talking dog, as near as I can tell, can really talk.
I love that talking dog. Sadly, they had to get a new one recently. So anyway, this shows them lifting the...
Okay. She explains her technique on the show. May I quote?
Go ahead.
Here's the quote. You want to imagine you're sipping a cocktail through your back passage so you can get a sense of the muscles. Then relax a bit, then pull up, down. You start with light weights.
Your backpack passage.
Yes.
That's the worst way to describe that.
I know.
Your back passage? I thought it was her...
Yeah, well, it is, but it does kind of go to the back when you're kegeling, but still.
Also, if you kind of flex your anus, I guess the other things flex too.
Right.
Doesn't that sound like a terrible character name? Flex your anus.
Let's see. We got all the good toys. We got Stretch Armstrong. We got Flex Anus. We got
Flex your anus.
We got Hot Wheels. We got...
It's a planetary thing. Flex your anus.
She also did she lifted a ball weighing 2 pounds inside a bag, but she demonstrated the technique with her back to the camera. Do you
look
see
at that?
That? This is something.
Good for you, ma'am.
So all you see is the can of beans hanging between her legs, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So
she's got a strong vag.
Yep. Snap that.
And she
right
gave
off.
Birth. All three of her children are pinheads.
I think she started doing this after
I think
the babies.
Very appropriate.
It's a fun fact to put on your dating profile.
This is not, when I first read this, this is not the one that we read about last year. So let me just clarify right in the beginning. Authorities in Arizona are removing a submerged statue of Jason Voorhees from a lake. Maricopa County Parks officials are scared.
Have you seen it?
They learned the statue was placed by divers in Lake Pleasant after an underwater video was posted to social media. Now, last year we had the story about...
It's terrifying.
There's one in Minnesota that divers know is there, and they go down to see it.
Yeah, it's horrifying.
And I've never seen... Which movie franchise is the Jason Voorhees?
Friday the 13th.
Okay, and supposedly he was what? He was wrapped in chains and dropped at the bottom
at
of the lake.
At the end of Part 6, Jason lives, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then at the end, the beginning of Part 7, The New Blood... A telepathic woman.
sounds so plausible.
Gets angry and Jason is freed from the chains.
So he's been underwater for a couple years and he's okay?
Yeah. Is it telepathic where you can move things with your mind?
Telekinesis.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So, no. Yeah. That's
ESP.
So Jason apparently doesn't have to breathe or anything for quite some time.
No. He's sort of a zombie at this point in the series.
Is he always a zombie?
No, he's just a child in part one, and then
Is there like a teen Jason where he's got zits? And is he the guy that wears the ski mask or the hockey mask?
Yes, the hockey mask. Well, it's a sack. It's just a simple sack in part two, and then he finds the hockey mask in part three.
Why does he wear the mask?
He's got a very deformed face.
Do you ever see it?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, so
yeah.
It's like that Darth Vader thing where they got the picture of Darth Vader and Billy Joel playing the harmonica. And they look exactly the same. Anyway, back to the story. So we heard about the one last year in Minnesota, and there are pictures of it. It's super cool. But these divers, it gives them something to go look at and check out and take their pictures.
Now,
in Arizona, they're pulling it out of the water.
Why? Josh, can't you get one of these for your fish tank?
Not only can you, I have. All I need now is
a fish tank.
He's got the miniature one you can put at the bottom of the fish tank.
Is it bubble like the guy with the...
No, it's not. It's just
a diver?
Just a figure, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's cool.
Are you going to get a
hideous.
Fish tank?
I might get a fish tank just for that. No, I've always loved... I love fish tanks. Mm-hmm. Love them.
Hmm. Well, in any event, they're taking it out of this lake, so...
And what was the reason? I wasn't paying
the
attention.
Reason is they told the Arizona Republic they're trying to, quote, maintain the natural environment. They added that fake skeletons and Christmas trees will be treated as litter. So
makes sense.
Yeah. The one in Minnesota has been in there since 2013. Have you seen that? That's super creepy.
And apparently that's not an easy dive. Super cold and it's... Yeah. It's real kind of semi-treacherous. But
that's a different Jason. Christy, back to you.
Police officers spent 2 hours investigating a suspicious plastic container found behind a Missouri sandwich shop before determining it was a high school science experiment.
Science!
KMBC-TV.
Working hard on your news at 6.
It's not the slogan. It's but that's no? quite cumbersome.
It was a good effort.
It's a little clunky, but you remember it.
Good effort doesn't get us anywhere.
Reports police were summoned Tuesday.
Everyone else works hard washing machines, okay?
To a Jimmy John's in Platte City on the northern edge of the Kansas City metropolitan area, the plastic container they encountered was filled with blue fluid attached to other items. Officers eventually determined that it was an experiment meant to demonstrate how hydrogen can be used as power. A student who built the project demonstrated it to friends inside the Jimmy John's, then left it behind the store so other friends could see it. But
what?
A worker nearby at a convenience store spotted the gadget and called 911. No charges were filed.
So it looked like some kind of a bomb or something?
I don't know if I buy this. This is like that clock kid. He made a fake bomb and everybody went, oh, look, just so he wouldn't get in trouble. They were like, oh, he made a clock. I think this kid tried to make a fake bomb, too.
No, isn't that the experiment where you put the blue fluid in there and the wires come out and... Isn't there like a potato involved in a windmill?
And a volcano?
A windmill? Yeah.
I think anything to get kids at that age to look at something besides their phone is a miracle.
There's electricity in a potato.
Experiment. Did you do science fair experiments, Chick?
I didn't.
I said it last week. I'll say it again. With my kids, when it comes science fair time, I'm going to just tell them to take the F. There's no reason we need to do this.
They might be a great scientist, though.
All these great things these brilliant engineers have come up with that make your life so easy.
Let them do it. My kids don't need to do it.
But how do you know if they're going to be good?
If my kid's excited about it, of course they can do it. Or she. But if they're not excited, I'm going to go just take the F.
They may not be like you.
God, what a waste of time these things were. You know what? Because you would 1 hour to do the experiment. All right, Duracell lasts longer than Energizer. And then it would take 6 hours to build the little cardboard thing you have to put it in.
And then you'd have to explain it at the fair.
And that's not how science works any other time but in grade school.
And you don't feel like you benefit from it whatsoever?
Didn't you at one time... take all those little teeny little tables that are inside the pizza boxes to keep the cheese from hitting and make doll houses.
I think Polly Pocket. Yeah, you could. They're Polly Pocket sized.
Yeah, the little dining room tables.
Yeah, I love those. Yeah, yeah.
You spray paint.
Science fair is cool. Good. Okay. More power to this kid for not just sitting in his phone all day.
No, he tried to make a fake bomb.
No, he didn't. He just. Oh, God, never mind.
Who sets a science experiment behind the Jimmy John's? So, yeah, I wanted my other friends to look at it. No, you didn't. You wanted somebody to stumble on it and go, oh, my God.
Or maybe
it's a bomb.
Yes.
Or maybe he was at school and went to work at Jimmy John's and put it back there.
Did he work there? Okay.
What 18-year-old is taking part in a science fair?
All I know is I want a Jimmy John's sandwich now.
Yeah, me too.
They are freaky fast.
Okay, here's something. Here's something I want to get to. Chick, you missed this. And Grace, you weren't here either. The National Toy Hall of Fame does this to me every year.
It's in New York.
Boo!
In New York State, they've announced the finalists for the 2018 induction class.
The hula hoop. And by the way,
dominoes.
They're going to let the band Rush in this year.
Oh, finally.
Because the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame fell. No, it's the National Toy Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York. Here are the 12 finalists.
12?
Dozens of people must go visit that place every year.
American Girl Dolls.
Oh, okay.
I like that one.
I do. I think that should be a nominee.
Chalk.
What?
There we go.
See, not a toy, really.
Many a sidewalk has been decorated lovingly by a child.
Yes, but think of this in a museum setting, looking at a piece of chalk.
Remember, this is the organization.
So they have multiple colors?
One year they put the stick in the Hall of Fame. The game Chutes and Ladders. Yeah. Again, not a toy, it's a game.
You know what? I'm glad the stick is in there. It can be a sword. It can be a javelin. It can be an arm.
You can poke your eye out.
You hide your arm behind your back. Put the stick out your sleeve.
A stick may be the best toy.
The magic eight ball, which by the way,
science point to yes.
Exactly. The Fisher Price corn popper. That's a little.
I think that should be in
thing.
There.
That's a shoe in.
It's got to be in there. Shoe in.
Worst toy ever.
No. Here's... Not if you're two. It's awesome.
Yes.
Stupid.
You push it.
Dumb,
it makes...
stupid.
Is that what you say when you see a small child pushing it? You know, that's dumb. You realize that, right?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.